This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tungakar. A public visitation for baseball great Stan Musial will be held Thursday at the Cathedral Basilica in St. Louis. The St. Louis Cardinals Hall of Famer died on Saturday at the age of 92. The Cardinals announced today that the public visitation will be from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Thursday. A funeral mass will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, also at Cathedral Basilica. New York Archbishop Timothy Dolan, St. Louis Archbishop Robert Carlson, and Bishop Richard Sticca will officiate. Following the mass, the funeral procession will travel to Busch Stadium, where the family will lay a wreath at the base of the Musial statue. After that, a private burial is planned. The family asks that in lieu of flowers, donations be made to Covenant House, or a charity of choice in Musial's name. Missouri sheriffs say the state isn't paying them enough to cover the cost of housing state prisoners. Currently, the state pays counties $19.58 a day for food, housing, and some medical care for inmates convicted of state crimes. The Joplin Globe reports that some county sheriffs say they spend $30 or more every day to house the prisoners. State Representative Galen Higdon, a Republican from St. Joseph, is chairman of a House Committee on Sheriff's Operations. He acknowledged that county taxpayers are bearing some of the cost for housing state prisoners. Higdon says his committee will propose legislation this session to address compensation as well as several other issues for law enforcement agencies. He wouldn't discuss specific recommendations until all committee members have approved a draft of the bill. Local elected officials, pastors, and dignitaries filled the rotunda of the old courthouse in downtown St. Louis this morning with words of praise for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the battles he fought for civil rights. It was the 44th year for the city's celebration, which is the second oldest in the country, and it was the first time Sam Dotson attended the proceedings as police chief. Dotson says he's most inspired by one particular line from King's I Have a Dream speech.
He said, "We refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. I'm here to make certain that we protect the rights of all people with the same vigor and determination as Dr. King did. And you have my word, as police chief and the men and the women of the police department, we will do that every day."
Other leaders spoke of the need to find a new dream, including safer neighborhoods. The Heart of Missouri chapter of the American Red Cross says it needs more volunteers. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Red Cross chapter serves 21 central Missouri counties and has about 250 trained volunteers. The organization says that's enough to deal with events that affect a few families, but it's not enough to deal with a larger disaster like the 2011 tornado that struck Joplin. Philip Eyman, a disaster specialist with the organization, says the group doesn't have a target number for how many volunteers it should have, but it's always looking to bolster its ranks to make sure the volunteers it does have aren't overburdened. The University of Missouri Kansas City School of Nursing has been awarded a $2.4 million federal grant to diversify the profession's workforce. The money will be used for scholarships to assist 240 students who are underrepresented in nursing. That group includes men and minorities. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungakar.